Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs. Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. Today we have friend of the show, Aditya.
Hey, I'm back.
You're back. And the topic today, I think this is fascinating. Black cat energy and golden retriever energies. And how does this play out in dating? And we'll talk about your personal experience in detail in the next episode. But today we're just going to talk about this because I've been told I have black cat energy. What is black cat energy?
Well, I think we have different opinions on this because for me, I've experienced black cat energy as like someone who, you know, kind of like we talked about cats and dogs, like, and a lot of times I think guys are like dogs, labs, golden retrievers, where like we want cuddles, we want to be touched, we want to be like always around and like attention, whereas like cats, and maybe not a black cat, will be someone, especially women, who are like, they'll come to you, but if you go to them, they run away. So that's something we may have talked about on the pod before, and I feel like that's something I've seen a lot in dating.
Agree. Like my husband's golden retriever energy and I'm a black cat, I think. And so he had me at the third dump. Like he's done me three times. And I was like,
I've talked to a bunch of my friends and my sister's friends even about it. My sister was kind of like, yeah, like, you know, her husband, my brother-in-law, she's like, he's always like all over me and like wants attention and cuddles. And she's like, I just want my space. And I feel like, is it a girl boy thing? Like, I don't know. Are there women who can be golden retrievers? Because I feel like that's not as common.
I don't know many. And I think you only date black cats.
Apparently.
And I married a golden retriever.
You did. He's very much. I mean, you married someone who's very similar to me. So we got along.
Very similar. That's why you guys get along. But black cat energy, you know, imagine someone independent, enigmatic and poised and kind of moody, like you don't know what mood they're in, like cat.
Yeah. And then I think it's, you said dark energy and kind of like a cloud.
Yeah, I think dark energy, like, you know, they're not always like happy. There's probably some depression and some trauma, like that's black cat energy, maybe a sprinkle of toxicity.
Meanwhile, the the dogs or the retrievers were the ones who have trauma, but we just like use that into just needing more affection and cuddles, maybe.
Or you have healed from it.
It's debatable about whether if we've all healed. I think it's more that like I just need like come pet me, you know, and then that's my way. That's how I'm healing.
Do you ever do something to a girl because you want them to do it to you? Like, do you stroke a girl's hair because you want her to play with your hair?
No, I've never really thought about that way. I think it's kind of just like love languages, like we've talked about this before. Like mine is, I've learned very recently, like I thought it was kind of physical touch. It's very physical touch, which is not the same as sex. It's like I just like always like love being hugged and like, you know, touch, caressed, all that stuff. Probably to my detriment, because it feels like a lot of guys are physical touch and they all seem to marry women who are like the opposite.
That's me and my husband. Like, he's so loving, so gentle. He's always hugging me. And I have to remember like to hug back and maybe, you know, caress him. Like, these are things that I didn't do my entire life. Like, in my house, we only started hugging each other and saying, I love you, with my parents 10 years ago.
Yeah. I also think it is a part of how you're, you know, raised, I guess. Like, I was dating someone, I'll cover later, who she said that she's not as affectionate because that's not really the way she grew up, which is totally fine. Many people are like that. I am very like, I grew up in a family where there was a lot of hugging and a lot of like affection outward, you know, open and outward. And I think that obviously translates into dating and relationships. And it's like very important for me.
Yeah. And I grew up with tough love, and my husband grew up in a very loving home. Like, his parents, I've never heard them say anything bad about any of their kids. And it translates in the way he is. He sees the world with rose-colored glasses, like in a positive light. And I think that's a good way to be, because I'm always looking for what's their motive, what's their real intention, like something sinister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I think that us dog people, whether it's men or women, we just want affection, cuddles, and I don't know, just people around us. Like, I like to be alone once in a while, but I like attention, especially from a partner, you know?
Why do you think black cats and golden retrievers are drawn to each other? Because I see this in a lot of relationships. It's the dynamic.
Isn't it just the whole opposites attract thing? It's like introverts and extroverts are always dating each other. Black cats, golden retrievers, I don't even know the other.
I think we're making them up, but we know of golden retriever and black cat because our friend Hot Friend Sheets, she was like, what am I? And I was like, babe, I think you're a wolf. Like, I think
we love Hot Friend Sheets, but she is more than she's definitely like in the canine family, but definitely not a dog. She's got a wild side.
Like a husky.
Yeah, of course.
A husky. But I think it's because we provide some fun and spunk and we're feisty. And then you guys provide like this light, airy, peaceful happiness that we sometimes lack.
Yeah. So I guess there's like, I do like girls that are a little sassy and playful, which I guess is black cat energy. And look, no one should ever change who they are, right? I think it's like, be who you are and then find the compatibility. But it does feel like, I don't know, are there successful black cat and golden retriever relationships like yours, for example?
I mean, I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. I hope my husband's happy with me. But we're very happy and we get along great. But see, I think now we're crossing over to lifestyle and compatibility, which I think is different. I think black cat energy and golden retriever energy, those are personality traits. I think opposites can attract in terms of personality, but I don't think people with opposite lifestyles and beliefs can succeed. Like, we're both neat freaks. We're both type A. Like, we are both healthy. We live similar lifestyles and we want the same things in life. Our end goals are the same. I think that's different from personality.
Agreed. I mean, there's personality and there's goals, there's ambitions. There's also, I think, like preferences. Like I think the other opposite I was going to bring up earlier was like morning people versus like early birds, night owls, right? Which we've talked about on the pod before. I don't know if that's a deal breaker, but it is tough, right? And then there's others like veg and non-veg, which for you guys, you're veg together. So maybe...
We're veg together, and it would be very tough if we weren't. All my husband's partners take him to steakhouses, and he eats the broccoli and the mashed potatoes and the mac and cheese.
I was going to say the mac and cheese, but no lobster or whatever's in it, you know?
No. But yeah, I think food is definitely a way to bond. And food is a love language for us. We've discussed this before. So if you were to have someone that couldn't eat half the things you're eating, or like even when me and you go out, we make arrangements, but like you don't want to eat veg.
Absolutely not.
And I don't want to eat meat, but I'm okay with things that have touched meat because I've eaten everything before. But right. If you were with a very strict, pure vegetarian person that couldn't have the curry that had the chicken in it, you know, then you're not really enjoying anything together.
Well, we've definitely spoken to people, even like listeners of the pod, who are like, we're only into vegetarians because we're vegetarian. And that obviously, you know, makes your dating pool smaller. But there's that's something you just have to understand. And is that how important is it for you? For me, it's very important.
Yeah, I think it's very important. But for me, it wasn't that important because I had already eaten meat my entire life. But there are people that have it as like, it's a deal breaker. Would it be a deal breaker for you?
I think like, I almost am doing it as an act of revenge because the vegetarians, like, you know, the super strict ones, like we only date veg, like, well, you know, screw you. I'm non-veg. I'm only dating carnivores. So that's my act of aggression.
Brown people can be weird, especially South Asians. I'm going to say when it comes to veg and non-veg, like they will pass over someone awesome because they eat meat.
Yeah, I've definitely seen on the dating apps, like there's like girls who are like swipe left if you're into eating living things and they're brown. I'm like, the rest of the profile is great. And I'm just like, yeah, that's just not going to work, you know?
Yeah, it's too much. It's a little extreme.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. So
yeah.
I can agree, like, lifestyle, opposites in lifestyle is different from like black cat, golden retriever. But what are some misunderstandings that you think could happen in this dynamic? Because they can be different. Like someone who is a happy-go-lucky person can be worn down by someone that's, you know, moody and dark and sarcastic.
Yeah, I think you can kind of take things the wrong way when someone's trying to be just playful or just themselves, with unless you have that communication. I think you can also have, you know, a misunderstanding of like, why are you not so affectionate? Like, did I do something wrong? Are you mad at me? And that's just something to navigate that I've learned, you know, dating's so complicated in 2023. Our parents didn't have to deal with any of this.
Our parents didn't even know what they were. They were just like told to marry each other. They didn't have these like descriptors or lifestyle. Like they didn't live together. They just were told like, this is who you're marrying. Say yes or no. I mean, they were given the choice.
Yeah, no, I think it was like you get three people or something and you choose like which of these three people.
And the decision was based off of like two conversations. Like they didn't go on a date. They were like, the date was like you sitting in the living room with your parents.
Yeah, the parents are in the living room, you're in the other room, and you're just like talking. There's
and
no
the door's
like
open.
There's no like kissing or physical or any of that stuff. It's just like you deal with that later.
You deal with it after childbirth, I guess. I don't know. I think like it can be really fun and exciting in the beginning, like hot and heavy with the black cat golden retriever energy.
Yeah, I can definitely see it. I've definitely gone through it before, and I feel like people listening, I'm curious, like, is it just us and our friend groups?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I don't know.
I think the key is to like adapt, though, because it's 2023. Do the work. You should know your partner's communication style and their personality traits and what they like and don't like. And so if you see that your partner's a golden retriever, not literally, but like has that energy, you know, maybe try to be a positive light for them. I'm mindful to make sure that I don't paint my husband's world black.
Well, I think what you
do that with you guys.
I was just about to say, if you're going to have that energy, you just spew garbage in the group chat all day and we just have to deal with it.
I like abuse in the group chat. I yell at you guys, make you guys miserable. And then like with my husband, I'm like, I vented with you guys and I'm nice to him.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on. He misses the 750 texts every day that is happening.
Yeah, he's probably like, what is happening here? But I think the point of our group chat is to keep everyone in line.
Which doesn't happen because we're all very misbehaved.
And also we give people advice on this pod that we don't listen to.
Yes, but that's, we've been doing this for years. At least we admit it now.
At least we know we don't do anything we tell you to do. But I will say, if you do listen to the advice on this pod, you'll be fine. We just don't.
Yeah. You know, as golden retrievers, we have some stability. We have a lot of light and joy. And, you know, I think maybe the answer is balance. Like, maybe it's like we're too happy, you know?
Yeah, because sometimes, like, I tell you, I tell my husband, I'm like, wait, you don't think this person's shitty? And you guys are like, no, they're nice. And I'm like, why am I thinking they're shitty?
I think I've changed. I've started to understand some of the things you say, and now I agree.
Because being a black cat, you can tell immediately, right? Like what someone's like. I feel like we're very intuitive. And then you guys think like everyone's nice and loving because you're nice and loving. And sometimes I feel like you guys are in the danger zone. Because you're a little naive.
What happens is we find out the hard way, right? You get slapped. And then I think like, I'll say like, I don't like this person. And you'll be like, bro, I told you this like a year ago.
That literally happened this week. I was like, I told you this person was awful this summer. But I said, everyone needs to learn on their own. Because if I keep telling everyone who's awful and who's not, then I look like a hater and a weirdo. So you guys need to learn on your own.
It's true. Very true. Well, that's the problem. Us golden retrievers, very naive. We think the best of everyone and then we wait until we get kicked.
I also think you guys are the life of the party. Like I will party depending on who I'm with. Like, again, I'm moody. Like I could be at a party and be silent the entire time. Whereas I feel like you guys are just happy to be at the party, wherever it is, whoever's there in a good mood. And I love that about you guys.
Yeah, totally. Obviously depends. Sometimes we're a little tired, but in general, if there's a fun shindig going, we're kind of the ones like keeping the vibe going. That's why people like having us, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever like heard you or my husband scream ever.
Yeah, no. What's the point? We're the ones getting screamed at.
My poor husband. So we got the iPhone 15. And let's just say we had to get a new one because of me.
Do you want to tell the whole story?
Yeah, I can tell the whole story because I'm open with people on the pod. And I usually don't do things like this, but I'm so frustrated with things in my own life that have nothing to do with my husband, my family, or my friends. It's all things that are deep-rooted in me that we'll talk about in the next episode. and the stress of, you know, going to do live shows and all of that, that I'm projecting right now in my life. And I can be an adult and have some self-awareness and say that, yeah, I'm projecting. And we all know you know, my baseline can be depression at times. And I just wasn't in a good place that week. Mm. And my husband was worried about me. And so he called my parents, you know, to just be like, I just want to make sure everything's okay. And I got so mad at him for calling my parents, because if you're brown, you know, all your parents do is yell at you. So I thought that, you know, they would yell at me.
I thought it was kind of sweet, like, you know, checking in.
Yeah, obviously my husband was being a sweetheart. And instead, my parents, gotta love them, they tell my husband, oh yeah, that's just her, you'll be fine. And they didn't say anything to me either. They were just like, make sure, you know, you don't let whatever's wrong with you, like your, you know, depression or whatever, seep into your partner's life. And yeah, you guys are living together, but if someone's doing fine, like, don't pile on. I don't believe in piling on. And I kind of did that. And in my rage, and this is how girls are evil, I knew he had just canceled AppleCare.
Oh God, that's right.
Because I'm an asshole. Yeah. And so I took the phone and threw it on the floor twice.
That's pretty intense and kind of an overreaction. I'm thinking like
spoiled brat.
Yeah, it's very spoiled brat vibes, and you know, maybe some anger management or therapy for you.
But it's so out of character, I'm saying, because I've never done that. I don't scream. I was just so upset he called my parents, because I thought they'd like yell at me, because they're boomers and they're like, all they care about like is like that I'm married now.
The whole point is, I thought they yell at you till marriage.
They yell at you till the end. Your mom's still calling you and yelling at you.
Well, I'm not married, but you are. So I'm
I think you just keep getting yelled at till the end, the bitter end. And so, yeah, I felt very awful about it and almost embarrassed. I'm going to say almost embarrassed, because I do feel isolated here when I'm in Arizona. And I've discussed that on here with you guys as well. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt like, you know, I don't want to be here. And I'm frustrated with my own inner demons with regard to my ambition and where I am in my career. And so, yeah, that was just an act of rage, totally unnecessary and embarrassing, and that's when you're embarrassed, when you're with such a classy guy that doesn't raise their voice and doesn't do this bullshit and isn't toxic, and then you're acting a fool. Like, that's where I was like, oh, like, I wanted to put my head down and like disappear. Like, I was embarrassed. And then we got a new phone, and the poor associate at the store, like, I guess he saw the pain in my husband's eyes and was like,
he saw the puppy dog eyes.
Saw the puppy dog eyes and was like, we'll take care of it, and you can re-sign for Apple Pay or Apple Care.
Love that. Wow. Great story. Glad you share
great
with the listeners.
Story that no one should listen to and that no one should do. And it's gross. I admit
so that's angry black cat. Angry black cat energy right there. I was thinking like feral, like a feral cat.
Feral raccoon energy. Feral in a trash can raccoon energy. Disgusting. Yeah. Don't condone the behavior. I'm so embarrassed. And I'm just grateful that I'm with someone awesome who was like, let's get you a new phone. And, you know, I did not appreciate that. And now he's hiding all our electronics.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you say that I always tend to date black cats, like historically, which I haven't really done the research and the deep dive on that. But I would like to date a fellow golden retriever. But you don't think
you'd be bored. The one golden retriever, we won't name her, you dated, you dumped her. You made the girl cry. It's a public restaurant.
And I called you.
and you called me from the bathroom stall, you would be so bored.
I like that. So maybe it's
yes.
So maybe it's good.
You could be a little evil too. We all have a little evil in us.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
you paid dearly after that. You got.
I did. I think there was some karmic retribution. I got COVID, and then I dated Ponzi, the gold digger. You know, good times.
Who just fled to India and left?
Yeah, and I don't even know what she was. She was a chameleon, which we've also covered before. So
yeah, she was taking on your personality.
But yeah, anything else about cats and dogs? Great.
I think that's it. If you're in this dynamic, I think it works beautifully. But try to keep a balance. Like, keep some of your black cat to yourself.
Ooh, I like that. And if you're a golden retriever, do you keep some of that to yourself too?
I think you should be a little more fierce or feisty.
Standoffish, maybe?
Standoffish, or not give so much. That can be a turnoff too. Don't be so giving. And I don't mean to your partner. I mean like to people. Like, you don't have to be nice to everyone. You can be kind to everyone. Like, you can be polite, but you don't need to go above and beyond for everyone.
Is that your way of saying don't simp?
Don't be a simp. Don't.
Even though we are co-CEOs of
Even though we're co-CEOs, but I feel like you've graduated.
We've come a long way, I think. I hope.
And I'm a simp for my husband. Like, if I'm going to simp for anyone, it's going to be my husband. And that, you know, iPhone demolition was a one-off. My husband's very lucky to have me.
I do think you get one a year, one temper tantrum per year. And we've seen it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think, what was the last big one? Was it the rooftop proposal?
Rooftop proposal. Yeah, one a year. Blue Ribbon Sushi.
And this is this year, yeah.
And if you don't listen to the pod and you don't know what Blue Ribbon Sushi is or the proposal, you can just go back to listen to the episode called Engaged and Unhinged. But thanks for listening, guys. I'm glad we went over that because we've been wanting to talk about that for a while.
Yeah, I think it's been super popular. It's been on TikToks. I don't even watch TikTok, and I've been seeing it pop up in places, so topical.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chat.